Autumn is my favorite time of year. The cool, crisp air striking your skin, the blazing bonfire scent filling you up with every breath, the crunch of leaves underfoot. Most of all, the leaves. The dazzling display of fiery colors that fill your sight in every direction. Those radiant colors that inspire poetry and art are, I recently discovered, or perhaps rediscovered, as I feel sure I probably learned this at one time during my elementary school career, they are actually the true colors of the leaves. The green that we see for most of the year, the green that fills up our springtime and summer, is just the tree feeding chlorophyll covering up the brightness. It is not until the tree is no longer making food, not until the leaves are beginning to die, that their true colors blaze out. I want that. Oh, how desperately I want that. As I age, as my body moves closer to death, I want for the colors of this life to begin to fade away, and the colors of Jesus in me to blaze out. From the moment we choose life in Jesus, we are changing. Little by little, day by day, the green of this world starts to fade. Little by little, choice by choice, the light of the life to come begins to shine. The older I become, the more I want people to look at me and see Jesus. I want the colors of me, the colors of my natural self, to fade away. I want the brilliance of Jesus to take over. At the end of my life, my body will be bent and wrinkled, dry and withered. My prayer is that by then, my own self will be so one with Christ that when people look into my eyes, they are taken aback with the dazzling display of Jesus that fills their sight. Romans 1:20. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. What are some of the lessons that Mother Nature is teaching you about our common Creator? She speaks loudly if we will only listen.